This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Alaska Airlines will allow passengers to change or cancel bookings without penalty for the next 2 weeks in response to travel concerns from coronavirus. The company announced on Thursday that between now and March 12, any passenger can change or cancel a flight reservation and receive a full travel credit good for up to 1 year. According to the press release, passengers will still have to pay any difference between fares for rebooked trips. The temporary policy applies to all fare levels. Asked whether Alaska Airlines will consider expanding the policy beyond March 12th, spokesman Tim Thompson says the company is, quote, continually monitoring the situation, end quote. In education, a rural Alaska educator has received a big honor from the University of Alaska Fairbanks. It's called the Emil Usabelli Distinguished Teaching Award, and Kuskokwim Campus UAF Associate Professor Diane McAkron is the first rural recipient. KYUK's Christy Schallenberger has more.
It's such a beautiful award. It has five different layers. It was handmade out of metal and burnished, and so you have this golden sunshine and the bear, and then the plaque with my name and the award, Emil Usabelli Award, distinguished teaching.
And how did you win this award? What came about?
I ran many miles. No.
Diane McAkron did not run many miles to win her award, but she did spend 15 years trying to figure out how to best serve her students at the Kuskokwim campus UAF in Bethel. Most of her students are Alaska Native. But McAkron will be the first to tell you that learning how to teach her Alaska Native students was uncomfortable at first, especially as a white woman who didn't grow up in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Her students are not the typical teenagers who just graduated high school and stumble into college as the next stage of growing up. McAkron students will snow machine many miles from one village to the next just to catch an airplane to get to school. These students tell her that they are going to school to save their people.
And I have to say, you know, when a student says, well, I'm in this program to save the lives of my people. And then as faculty, you look at your syllabus and the learning objectives and you're like, huh, I didn't put that down there.
McAkron teaches rural human services and got her start in the YK Delta as a social worker. First in Gweeflick and then in Bethel for the Lower Kuskokwim School District before she moved on as an associate professor at KUC 15 years ago. She says her first year, she had to learn how to teach under the gaze of elders, which she was not used to.
Nobody else was bothered, so why was I bothered? And I had to really unpack that. And part of that was, you know, I thought I should be in control of the classroom. I thought that we should follow my syllabus perfectly.
But by the end of her first year, she felt something change. One day, the two elders who usually sat through her class were out for doctor's appointments, and she felt anxious while teaching the class. Later that afternoon,
I'm in front of the class. We usually sit in a big horseshoe so everyone can see each other. And I see in the back the two elders are entering the room after lunch, and they come and walk up, and they usually sit next to me. And as they walked up, for a split second, I felt a visceral sense of relief. Like, oh, okay, good, they're here.
She says she figured out that everything that needs to be learned will be learned, just maybe not the way she had scheduled it. UPIC elder Esther Green, who has sat in McAkron's classes, accompanied her to Fairbanks to receive her award.
It's set up very nicely. It's these big tables, and they've got glass flower vases on each table, and all the tables are set, and it all looks very beautiful. So Esther felt like she was a tourist. She said, oh, I'm a tourist. Let's go look at everything.
Linda Curta is the acting campus director. She nominated McAkron for the award.
And through that whole experience in teaching, she's also had incredible service to the community.
But for McAkron, the award is more about her students and how they taught her to be a better teacher.
As long as I am in a position like this, where there's a cross-cultural element, I will always have to ask myself in difficult questions, listen to difficult conversations, engage in challenging dialogue, if you will.
McAkron will receive a $10,000 cash prize with the award. The money comes from a $750,000 endowment fund from the Usabelli coal mine. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.
Turning to science, Arctic Ocean temperatures are rising at rates faster than previously thought by the scientific community. That's the finding of a new study from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, which shows warming waters have an effect on everything from sea ice growth to marine ecosystems. One researcher says now is a key time for studies on Arctic Ocean conditions before the hotter temperatures become the new normal. For Alaska's Energy Desk, Wesley Early reports.
For UAF Oceanography Professor Seth Danielson, the record low sea ice and record high ocean temperatures of the last couple years came as a shock.
It was a bit surprising because we felt like it came a couple decades too early.
Danielson is part of a team of researchers that authored a paper discussing the changes to Pacific Arctic ecosystems from warmer ocean temperatures. It lists several observations of the area, including weaker winter sea ice and an earlier melting period. More open water conditions mean that there's likely to be an increase in vessel traffic through the region, which Danielson says could have an impact on subsistence. Low sea ice could also change migratory patterns.
The time of the year that some hunting activities can take place may need to change. I think we've seen some indications of that already. And the species that people are hunting and fishing for may change as well.
Danielson says one of the findings of the paper is that new groundfish species like Pacific cod are showing up further north and have the potential to disrupt the native Arctic cod populations and send ripples up the food chain.
They're a focal point through which energy flows to a lot of different components. For instance, they're eaten by the seals, they're eaten directly by people, the seals are eaten by people and by polar bears.
Danielson says that researchers expected that, as temperatures in the region got warmer, these effects could happen. He says research models show that the heat waves caused by global warming have become more prevalent in the wake of industrial advancement.
You can be fairly confident in attributing these types of unusual events to human-induced causes.
Danielson says that the rapid changes to Arctic marine ecosystems are happening in real time as researchers are studying them. He says these changes likely aren't going anywhere.
It's not going to be too long before these extremely low ice years that we've just had in the last couple of years will be what we consider to be the norm.
Historically, Danielson says there wasn't a lot of scientific observation of Arctic waters 4 to 5 decades ago. He says the rapid warm changes to the environment mean now more than ever is the right time to keep tabs on Arctic waters.
We're at this interesting spot now where we know things are changing incredibly rapidly, and now is the best chance for us to go out there and make some additional observations.
Danielson's research was part of a coalition of scientists with the Arctic Integrated Ecosystem Research Program. The paper was published this month in the Nature Climate Change Scientific Journal. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Wesley Early in Kotzebue.
Lastly, in sports, Bethel Warrior basketball teams played the Kotzebue Huskies this weekend. On Saturday, the Warrior boys won against the Huskies 69-46. The Warrior girls fell to the Huskies 28-37. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thank you for listening. Please email your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.